spring I was teaching our eighth graders in our class on the Lord's Prayer. And we came to the petition that says, deliver us from evil. And as I said in a sermon a couple of weeks ago, one of my goals for our confirmation students as we studied the Lord's Prayer was not just that we talk about prayer, but that we would pray. And so in class that day, I asked the students to write a short prayer asking God to deliver us from evil. And then we took time to share all of those prayers in class. And one of the students, Madison, you want to give a wave where you are? I told her I'd give her a shout out here. This is what Madison wrote. Madison wrote a prayer for a friend of hers. And here are the words of her prayer. Dear Lord, please help my friend be filled with peace and comfort. Please give my friend a life filled with sunshine and not rain, which is an absolutely wonderful prayer. And as we talked about that, an idea popped into my head, as sometimes they do, on very rare occasion, if you ask my wife. But the idea of give us sunshine and not rain, I suddenly was hit with the idea of an umbrella, and this sermon was born as we talk about divine umbrellas. The Bible declares that we are all under God's protection. God protects us. And the Bible is filled with many illustrations and images that help show this. The Bible declares, as Jesus says in the Lord's Prayer, that God does deliver us from evil. Now, this does not mean, and the Bible makes this very clear, this does not mean that we will never have to face evil in our lives. It does not mean that we will never have to face hardship or difficulties in our lives. God never says that. But God does say that He is with us when we do face those times. Again, the Bible is filled with many illustrations. When the people of Israel are at the Red Sea, caught between the waters of the Red Sea, cliffs on either side, and Pharaoh's army behind them, God sends the pillar of fire to protect and defend His people. When God brings His people to Mount Sinai and gives them the Ten Commandments, He declares to them that He has brought them up out of Egypt as on eagle's wings. That's the biblical background for our wonderful hymn, On Eagle's Wings. That God put them on His back and He flew them out of Egypt. It was all His doing. Just last Sunday, we sang A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, which Martin Luther based upon the opening words of Psalm 46, where the psalmist declares that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. For His name's sake, God leads us. God leads you and me in the right paths in life. God leads us to do what we need to do. And God does this, as the psalmist says, for His name's sake. God does this to protect you and to protect me in our lives. The world knows that God protects us. And the psalmist declares that your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The shepherd has some things with him when he leads his sheep. He has first his rod, which is good, and his staff for bringing those wayward sheep back. But the rod and the staff, they also protect the sheep in case a wild animal shows up that is going to try and destroy them. That's what a shepherd does. But then the psalm shifts, and suddenly no longer are we talking about sheep and shepherds anymore, but now we're at a table scene. And we are told that the psalmist declares that thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Have you ever watched wild animals eat? You ever watched wild animals when they're eating? If it's a deer or something, they go down, they take a bite, and then they look up, and they look around. That's our cats, if the other cats are trying to get some food as well. It's not a safe job eating in the wild. But God declares that we will be those who receive His care and His comfort so that we don't have to worry. And then finally, the psalmist declares, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I do not know how many times I have read this psalm. I don't know how many times I've heard this psalm, but it did not hit me until this week as I was reading the psalm that when God leads, good things follow. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Just double checking. Are my slides gone? They're back. Then I'll make sure I catch them. Can you give me a second? I got to catch up here. Best laid plans, right? That we will dwell in the house of the Lord. There we go. And here's this one now. Thank God for technology that comes back online. In our gospel for today, Jesus declares that he is like a mother hen who puts her wings out and protects her little chicks. That is what God does for us. Just some of the biblical illustrations that show how we are under God's protection. Now, the problem comes when there are people who think they're exempt from all these things. Because there are a lot of people who think, well, I'm me, I'm special, and so I should never have to go through difficult times in my life. My life should always be great and wonderful. My life should always be sunshine and roses. And it can be a very rude awakening for people when that does not happen. We say that into every life a little rain must fall. But you know what? Sometimes it's more like this. This is on our Boundary Waters trip 2 years ago, where it started raining our first morning and it did not stop raining for 2 days. Sometimes we get a lot of rain into our lives. Sometimes things don't work like computer systems. And we get frustrated and angry. Sometimes in our lives we face hardships. These hardships might be financial, they might be personal, they might be relational, they might be emotional. Sometimes in our lives we face pain. A lot of us live with daily pain, don't we? Sometimes it's manageable, sometimes that pain can become overwhelming. And every one of us in our lives, we will face the pain that comes with death. It's part of life. But the psalmist declares that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. For you are with me. Now, most of us are familiar with the poem Footprints in the Sand, where when you're going through a difficult time, God picks you up and carries you. And there are some biblical images where that happens, such as God telling the people of Israel, he's like an eagle who puts them on his back. But most of the time, and back to our divine umbrella, most of the time when we face difficulties, it's not that God picks us up and carries us. It's that God walks with us in the middle of all of it. So let's talk about umbrellas. What do umbrellas do? Well, first thing is, umbrellas don't make the rain go away, do they? Putting up an umbrella does not magically make the rain disappear. And umbrellas don't even necessarily keep us totally dry. The water's going to splash up on us. The wind's blowing. We've got to hold the umbrella at an angle. But umbrellas offer us a welcome and needed protection from the rain. This is how God is with us when those storms of life hit us. God does not take the storms away, but God shields us and protects us as we walk through those storms of life. Something else an umbrella does. An umbrella keeps us going even when life gives us something we don't want. If you go to Paris, you're not going to cancel your trip to Paris because it's raining. You will take an umbrella, and maybe it's not the most lovely day, but you will still continue your trip. Back in 1983, Karen and I took our first ever vacation. We drove out to New York State to visit a friend, and on the way we thought, wouldn't it be fun to stop at Niagara Falls? Unfortunately for us, this storm followed us all the way out east, and the day we got to Niagara Falls, it was raining so hard, the sod on the hillsides was being washed down. Now, we had our rain suits on, but we got completely and totally soaked even though we had our rain suits on. It would have been really nice to have had an umbrella. God's presence, God's love, is like that umbrella in the midst of the downpours of life, such as my sister Fran. She turned 70 this week, and she is now battling cancer for the third time in her life. Her goal this summer is to make it to the fall. She's dealing with something very severe, an enormous downpour in her life, but she has God's umbrella that is helping her do it. Earlier this year, one of the dear saints in our church, Wendell Smith, died. Wendell was a man of amazing faith. I've probably talked about him before. I visited him just a few days before he died, and this is what he said, and I know you're out there somewhere, Lori, and you know what he says here. He said to me, I know whose I am, I know where I'm going, and I'm okay with that. That is how you walk through life with the umbrella of God's protection. Our goddaughter, Alicia, and her husband, Lakshmi, had a baby back in March, born 3.5 months premature. 1 pound, 7 ounces. Well, he's now up to 5.5 pounds. But this is a family of immense deep faith. And their faith has been an umbrella to help them through these very difficult times. Because you see, life dumps rain on us at times, but God's presence helps us deal with it. And umbrellas sometimes can be shared. And that's a really good thing. Now, when you have two or more people under an umbrella, you know, like the picture shows, you're not going to stay totally dry. You're going to get wet on at least one side. But it sure beats the alternative, doesn't it? And as God's people, we are called to be those who walk with one another, all together sharing the umbrella of God's protection. Sometimes when it's not so bad, we will sing, "Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day." And sometimes in life, we just feel like this. We live in a world where when it rains, you can do something about it. Again, in the Boundary Waters, when it rains, there's nothing you can do about it. You are out in the middle of nowhere. You're far from shelter. Sometimes you have to sit and wait it out, especially if there's lightning and thunder. You can't put your tent up in the middle of the rain. So you just have to deal with it. That's how life is sometimes. But even in situations like that, you can always make an umbrella. Maybe it's just a big tarp, but you can make an umbrella and gather under it with your friends. Our Lord declares to us, "I fear no evil, for you are with me." God is our protection. On the last night of his life, Jesus said to his disciples, "I have preserved them." He prays to his Lord, saying that, "I have preserved, I have protected them." And when those difficult times in life comes, when the storms do hit us, With God's umbrella, we can live out these amazing words of the Apostle Paul, someone who had more than his share of rainstorms of difficulty in his life, where Paul says this: that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. That's what God does for us, even in the most difficult times. Doesn't disappoint us. I like this quote that I found. "God doesn't always deliver us from things. Often he walks us through them." We have an umbrella, and that umbrella is our Lord. We'll get wet and we'll get splashed, but God is there with us. In a few minutes, two little babies are going to get wet. They're going to get this kind of wet. But I pray that for both Joshua and little Lila Ray, that the little water they receive today will be the beginning of a lifetime walking under God's protective umbrella, knowing that whatever the world throws at these two little ones, that they will know that their Lord is with them always. Because again, we're not safe because of the absence of danger. We're safe because of the presence of God. And God has said something about his presence. The last words of Jesus to his disciples in Matthew's gospel, where he reminds them that, "I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth." So I pray for all of us a lifetime that has a lot more sunshine than rain, but the rain will come. But when it does, know that your divine umbrella is there with you, walking with you, protecting you, guiding you, and giving you his love to share with others.